Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Before we look at the readings for this Sunday, which is the first Sunday of Lent, before we look at those readings, I'd like over the course of this Lenten season to mention several books that I would highly recommend to you. So I want to just take a couple of moments and mention a particular book. It is a book, it's actually an interview that has been put into book form. It's entitled A Conversation on Faith, and it is a journalist speaking with Robert Cardinal Sarah. Cardinal Sarah is a cardinal from Africa. He's now serving in Rome, but it is a marvelous, as I said, book-length interview published by Ignatius Press. If you want to look for it online, Ignatius Press. The main author is Robert Cardinal Sarah. It's spelled like we would pronounce Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. It is pronounced Sarah, Robert Cardinal Sarah, and the book is entitled God or Nothing. God or Nothing. It was a book that I devoured and highly want to recommend to you. It's a book-length interview, as I said, which means you can read a question and an answer and then put it down, which is actually easy, and reflect on it and then come back and pick it up and read a little more. But I would highly recommend it. God or Nothing is the title. Robert Cardinal Sarah, and published by Ignatius Press. I'd be very interested in your comments when you finish it. He has a scope and an understanding of the church, of God, of faith, of all the most essential things that we need today. He has a perspective on it, not coming from our continent, but from his, and it's a perspective that we desperately need. And I would even go as far as to say desperately need. So I would recommend it. Again, it is Robert Cardinal Sarah. The book is published by Ignatius Press. Its title is God or Nothing. And the book is a book-length interview is what it is. And I really highly recommend it to you. Be interested in your reflections. Today, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the first Sunday of Lent. And we begin with a reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verses 4 to 10. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "The priest shall receive the basket from you, and shall set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, 'My father was a wandering Aramean who went down to Egypt with a small household and lived there as an alien. But there he became a nation great, strong, and numerous. When the Egyptians maltreated and oppressed us, imposing hard labor upon us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and he heard our cry and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. He brought us out of Egypt with his strong hand and outstretched arm, with terrifying power, with signs and wonders, and bringing us into this country, he gave us land flowing with milk and honey. Therefore, I have now brought you the first fruits of the products of the soil, which you, O Lord, have given me. And having set them before the Lord your God, you shall bow down in his presence." Now, Moses is speaking to his people about many things here, but he is speaking in a very direct way about their cries to the Lord and how God answered those cries. And so he's saying, now bring the first fruits of those gifts from God. Bring the first fruits and offer them to the Lord. I would say that this is a marvelous jumping off place to say something simply to us as we begin Lent. How often do we turn to the Lord with our needs and our petitions, and when they are granted, do we return and give thanks? Do we really return and give thanks? Not just a thanks, God, but do we offer God something in gratitude and thanksgiving for what he has done for us? Think about a spirit of gratitude in your life. What place does it play in your life? How frequently do you offer thanksgiving to God and to others? Because, brothers and sisters, God is our source. We're not the source of our life. God is. And without God, we have nothing. We are nothing. So how often do you render him thanks for what he provides for you? Some people say, oh no, this is mine. I got this by the sweat of my brow. Where did you get your body from? Where did you get your energy from? Where did you get your insight from? Where did you get your fine mind from? Where did you get your human gifts from? Look at the source. Always look at the source and be grateful. Psalm 91, the responsorial psalm for this Sunday, says, be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. Do we cry out to the Lord in the times of trouble? And do we ask him, Lord, be with me in this? It's like being in the boat, you know, with the storm raging, the disciples so frightened. Sometimes when we're in situations where a storm is raging, how often do we cry out to the Lord, be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble? Be with me. Make Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is a marvelous psalm, another one that you should memorize. Psalm 91. Take a look at it. The second reading for this Sunday comes from Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 13. Brothers and sisters, what does Scripture say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. For the Scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So in the first reading, we talk about gratitude. This reading talks about one of the cardinal virtues. How deep is your faith? How much do you believe? Really, do you believe? Or do you just mouth the words? Do you just say, yeah, I'm a Christian? But do you believe with all your heart who God is and what God wants to do for you, what God wants to do through you? Do I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord? And do I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead? It's not just the words of my mouth, it's the thoughts of my heart. That's where faith and hope and love spring from. They spring from a deep and abiding confidence in God. Does our faith need to grow? Does our hope need to grow? Does our love need to grow? We all should be shouting or resounding, yes, need to grow. Then turn to him this Lent. Ask him, increase my faith, increase my hope, increase my love. Take time to read the scriptures that deal with that and ask God daily for it, and God will supply. And the gospel is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Jesus answered him, it is written, one does not live on bread alone. And then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours. Oh, doesn't that sound enticing? The whole world shall be under your authority. This is Satan tempting Jesus. All this will be yours if you worship me. And Jesus said to him in reply, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. Him alone shall you serve. Who do you worship? Who do you serve? Where is your faith? Is it in the living God? Or is it in, so to speak, human idols, human gods? There is no such thing, but you know what I mean. And we make into God-like simply the people of the earth, and we do not give God what belongs to God. We get so starstruck by famous people, etc., and we just go gaga over them. What do I give to my Lord and my God who deserves everything I have? And then Satan led him to Jerusalem and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him in reply, it also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. I want you to notice very clearly that when Satan tempts Jesus, what does Jesus answer him with? He answers him with Scripture. He answers him according to the teachings of the Old Testament. He answers him. Brothers and sisters, how alive is Scripture in you? That's part of what builds faith, is when we have the truth, so to speak, flowing through our veins day and night, is what enables us to know the truth in times of difficulty. Look at this Lent. Is this time to really go deeper, put your roots down much deeper in God's Word, in the power of that Word, so that that Word begins to fill you? That's how faith and hope and love grow. We've got to play our part in all of this. But it's God who bestows the grace. But what he looks for are hearts with soil that's fertile, soil that can bear the seed of faith and hope and love and really have it be fruitful, have it flourish for you, for your life, for your family, and for the whole kingdom of God. But we have a part to play, brothers and sisters. So in this first Sunday of Lent, please take stock, choose an area that I've mentioned today, and really begin to put it to work in your life. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.